Before you begin listening to the identity installations in this library, this helps you to understand why they work. Because once you understand the mechanism behind something, you stop wondering whether it works, and you begin using it intentionally. The truth is simple. Self-image is not random. Self-image is built. Every person carries an internal picture of who they believe they are. That picture influences how they think. It influences the decisions they make. It influences the risk they take. It influences the opportunities they believe belong to them. And over time, that internal picture quietly shapes the direction of a person's life. Most people never consciously build this picture. It forms gradually through years of experiences, conversations, expectations, and repeated messages. In other words, most self-image is installed accidentally. Identity installation simply installs it intentionally. And that process is not mysterious. Three forces shape self-image more than anything else. I call these three the three architects of self-image: authority, repetition, and emotion. These three forces quietly build the internal picture every person carries. Let's look at each one. The first architect is authority. Human beings naturally absorb messages from voices they trust. Parents, teachers, leaders, coaches, pastors, friends, culture. When someone we respect says something about us often enough, our mind begins to accept that message. Sometimes those messages are positive, like you're capable, you're smart, or you can do this. But sometimes the messages are limiting. Like you're not leadership material, or you're not good with money, or you're not the kind of person who succeeds at that. Over time, repeated messages from trusted voices begin forming the identity we carry. And often those messages were installed long before we had the awareness to question them. Identity installation introduces a new voice, a voice that supports growth, a voice that reinforces possibility. Eventually, that voice becomes familiar. And over time, it becomes your own. The second architect is repetition. The brain learns through repetition. What we hear repeatedly becomes familiar. What becomes familiar begins to feel believable. And what feels believable becomes identity. Think about language. No one teaches a child language through a single explanation. Language is learned through thousands of repetitions. Words heard again and again until they become natural. Identity works the same way. Messages heard repeatedly shape the internal picture of who we are. Most people experience this repetition unconsciously. Messages from childhood, messages from school, messages from culture, messages repeated so often, they eventually become beliefs. Self-talk or identity installation simply uses repetition intentionally. Instead of allowing the mind to repeat old limiting stories, we introduce language that reflects the direction we are choosing to grow now. And through repetition, the mind begins to accept that new picture. Now, the third architect is emotion. Emotion accelerates learning. The brain remembers what carries emotional weight. Moments of embarrassment. Moments of success. Moments of encouragement. Moments of disappointment. These emotionally charged moments leave strong impressions. They become part of the story we carry about ourselves. Identity installation works best when it meets the listener in real life moments. Moments of reflection. Moments of growth. Moments when a person is considering a new possibility for their life. When positive identity language is heard during these moments, it carries emotional meaning. And emotional meaning strengthens learning. Authority, repetition, emotion, A-R-E. These three forces build the self-image and show you who you are. Most people experience them accidentally. Through years of messages, they never consciously chose. But identity can also be built intentionally by choosing language that supports the person you are becoming, and by repeating that language consistently, and by allowing those ideas to become familiar to your mind and your nervous system. Over time, the internal picture begins to change. And when the internal picture changes, behavior begins to change as well. Decisions change. Confidence changes. Opportunities that once felt distant begin to feel possible. Not because something magical happened, but because the internal picture guiding your decisions has expanded. Self-image quietly influences behavior. Behavior influences results. And results reinforce the picture we carry of ourselves. When we intentionally strengthen that picture, we influence the entire process. That is the purpose of the identity installations you will hear in this library. They introduce language that supports growth, language that reinforces possibility, language that gradually expands the internal picture you carry of yourself. You do not need to force anything. You do not need to analyze every word. You do not need to try to memorize every word. Just allow the language to repeat over time as you go through your day. Because repetition teaches the brain who you are becoming. Authority introduces a new voice. Repetition makes that voice familiar. An emotion helps it take root. These are the three architects of self-image. And when they work together intentionally, they help build the internal picture that supports the life you are building.